So this is the station that we're going to do. Can we have our actors up, please? What we're going to maybe do is we're going to modify it to be a 5-minute interaction instead of a 8-minute interaction. So that we can actually get through it. And then they actually do have the sheets with the evaluation. Yeah. So you have the sheets for the MMI station. The last page, or probably not the last page, but one of the pages should have the evaluation questions that you're going to have. So you can look at the scenario, and we're going to actually go through it. So I'd like to know who's the mama, who's the dad. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, he's the mama. Yeah, and who's the student? So this is who you're evaluating. Mali is who you're going to evaluate, okay? I just give you a second to read that, maybe 15 seconds, and then we'll get started. So at the real MMI, Mali would be outside of a room reading on a wall this scenario for 2 minutes. Then there would be something that says, please enter room now. She would enter the room and be part of the scenario. You as an evaluator would be sitting behind a one-way mirror watching this interaction and scoring it. Okay, so imagine yourselves watching the interaction and scoring it. Are you guys ready to begin?
Sure.
All right. Please enter room now.
Hi, my name is Maria. I'm Chloe's teacher.
Hi, I'm Susie.
Hey,
Susie.
I'm Ray.
Ray, nice
good
to meet you. You must be her parents.
We are.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming tonight.
Thanks for having us.
So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Chloe and her performance at school.
How's she doing? She's doing all right?
Isn't she great?
She is. She's wonderful when she's here, yes. Now... That's something I wanted to bring up. I mean, Chloe's had a lot of absence lately, and I wanted to talk to you about that.
Poor kid.
Yeah, well, she's got that cough, you know, that keeps coming back. And
it's the asthma.
Okay.
She has the asthma.
Yes, I gather she's recently been hospitalized. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, we had to take her down to the hospital. She's got this bad cough, and boy, that, you know, she's a tough little kid, let me tell you.
Yeah,
great.
She sure is, and I just wanted to ask you, you know, why do you think it's getting so bad?
I heard something, you know, I read on the internet that the people with the asthma sometimes, when it gets cold outside, and that's not good for them.
Yeah, that cold air gets in the lungs.
Yeah,
I don't know, but, you know, she's a tough one, let me tell you. She's going to be all right. You'll see. She'll be back in no time. She'll be fine.
She's great. She's smart, isn't she? She's smart,
yes,
right?
Yes, she's smart. And I think we both have Chloe's best interests at heart in that we want her to do well at school, but... I am quite concerned about how much school she's missing, and I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit more about that. I sense some you know, smell of cigarettes. Are you guys also smokers?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, we've been smoking. Yeah, we smoke.
Yeah, smokes. Do you think that's related at all to her asthma?
Well, I mean, she doesn't smoke.
Oh.
She doesn't smoke.
She's not a smoker. She's just a little kid.
Right, she's six. That's great that she doesn't smoke.
And I also read on the internet with the people with the asthma that, you know, sometimes when they smell it, it's not good. So Ray and I smoke out a window always.
I go into the garage, you know.
He goes in the garage, he closes, you don't even know he's there.
Yeah.
Right.
Or I smoke in the car sometimes on the way home.
Okay.
Before I get home.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm not a physician, and I don't want to, you know, seem as if I'm in the position of teaching you guys about asthma and smoking, but I gather there's a relationship, regardless of whether you're smoking out the window or in the car, still with being a smoking parent having a worsening effect on kids with asthma.
Yeah, but we already told you, I mean... We don't, you know, we don't smoke near her and stuff, so that can't be it. I'm, you know, it's just a cough. It's going to get better.
Just fine.
Nothing to worry about.
It's fine.
Have you guys ever talked about it with a family doctor, perhaps, a health professional that you have, maybe?
What does this have to do with her school?
So I think...
Because I just want to hear if she's doing well.
Yeah, she's doing all right.
She writes
learning?
These stories. Ugh. I love the stories. Tell me about the stories.
Good stories.
But the bear.
Oh, yeah.
So, the bear.
So, honestly, my biggest concern with Chloe's performance is that the amount of school that she misses is really translating into worse performance compared to the rest of the class. And I think we both have
so
her...
So she's worse than the rest of the class?
Well, she's below average.
Well, that's not fair. I mean, she got sick. She missed some... I mean, she'll pick it up. You know, nothing to worry about.
No, it's not her fault that she has this. It's her lungs,
You're right. It is her lungs, and it's not her fault. And I just wanted to try and explain that maybe if there's ways as a group we could reduce what's happening in her lungs, maybe she'd be able to come to school a
bit
more.
Sure. I mean, we want her to be healthy, obviously.
Yeah.
We want her to go to school.
You know, we're coming to the school.
I mean, what are we going to do, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, send her to school. We pack her lunches. I cut off her crust. She hates crust. I mean, we take care of her. You know, it's not our fault that she has this. It's her lungs.
I'm sure that you guys do a great job taking care of her. I am. And I don't mean to be confrontational at all. I'm just very concerned for her well-being. And I think that if maybe we could set up an appointment for you guys to go and speak to either her family doctor or her lung specialist, maybe we could address the issue of smoking and her asthma a little bit closer.
You're rude.
Now, dear.
We'll stop there, and we'll go through the exercise of scoring the questions. Okay, and I'll just...
Do we get to vote as well?
Yeah. So, based upon this interaction, please rate the candidate's ability to advocate on behalf of Chloe.
You didn't yell at her. You were supposed to yell at her like we didn't come here.
Need to get up to about 40, so some of you need to vote.
I was waiting for it. Disappointed.
And you can be biased if you're a friend of mine.
So let's see what we've got there. Now, here's the thing. We've got quite a variation. Mm-hmm. Right, so could someone on the lower margin... be willing to share their interpretation? Someone who rated it as good? How about on the upper margin? Jay?
So I thought it was excellent because it's very difficult as a teacher to take the role of trying to bring in health professionals and to actually expand your purview past just simply performance on tests and in the classroom. And I think that's a lot of pressure that women do as teachers. So I thought it was actually very, very well done.
So I think that that's an important point because many of us who are evaluating, we might have in our head this mistake that there needs to be medical knowledge because we, for instance, Milene's probably, this seems to you like an asthma OSCE, right? You know, that... Right. So you need to think about the lay person's role in this, right? So the lay person's role would be to maybe point out the problem, maybe to, it's just what's in my head now, maybe to try and see, oh, well, you know, they're really not there, right? You know, they are not, their perception is nowhere near what your perception is, right? So maybe the lay person's role would be to try and get a little bit closer to that. There may be in the... Okay, so that's an important point as well for those of you that are used to OSCEs. So this is not an objective exam, right? Like we didn't teach them something and we're evaluating them on something we taught. But there are some general guidelines that do... In most of the stations, there will be an information for evaluators part that will have some general information. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Based on this interaction, please rate the candidate's communication skills, listening, reaching a shared understanding, following cues, clarity. So again, we have most of you saying very strong, and then a whole bunch of you sort of within two of very strong, one on either side, which is actually a very good idea. So most of you agreed that the communication skills were very strong. So I don't think we need to discuss that very much. Please rate the candidate's level of professionalism in the interaction, respectfulness, non-judgmental tone. So, this is a bit more all over the place. Okay, so maybe this requires some I picked up on one thing, which is, you know, when she's here, right? I thought that was good. That was a good scripted thing. So I thought that would have probably not worked in the ER. That would have been open warfare on the dock. So anybody have some comments on the professionalism, respectfulness? Any thoughts? Oh, they're scripted. The scripted deck. So it's reaching a shared understanding, really, is what that's about, right? So that's where there might have been an issue. Any other thoughts? Yeah. 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 Right. So again, we all have it based upon what sorts of practices we, for those of us that are health professionals, what sorts of practice, what does this evoke? Smoking evokes judgment, you know, these kinds of things. So you have to sort of think about all of that. Over there, then there, and then we'll move on. So what you're going to see as well, because so you're going to come in and probably two of you will be assigned to one station or somebody's backing you up, you're going to need to have a conversation about what that is, right? So I think personally here it hinges on recognizing the problem, recognizing that they're not in the same place, and then being realistic about reaching a shared understanding as we talked about there. Absolutely. We'll move on to the next one. So please rate the candidate's ability to work with the parent. Seeks to achieve a shared understanding, proposing solutions, assistance, management of conflict. So again, there's actually pretty good agreement there because most of you are within one of good. So I think it's come out in the previous discussions what some of the issues were. So we'll do the last one, which the last one is, please rate this candidate's overall suitability for medicine based upon integrating the whole interaction. A few more to vote. So here we also have very good, I would say very good agreement within one of strong. So I think we do have, like what I'm seeing in this audience is relatively stable standards. So even with all of the issues that we're talking about, which is you're affected by your previous experience, your previous practice, maybe I just saw a smoking parents in my practice and it's evoking a reaction in me, or maybe I saw a student who didn't do a good job about a particular thing in their practice and it's evoking a response in me, that we're still having pretty good standard setting going on here. So thank you all. I'd like to give our actors a round of applause. So